What's up, Dream Warriors? Welcome back to another episode of a podcast on Elm Street. We are your hosts. Mark?
And Brooke?
Forgot. What's my name? This week we are in our second week of our sorry, South American movies. Got a frog in my throat. I think I got it. All right. Second week of our South American movies and it is my pick, and I chose Terrified from 2017. First time watch for you, correct?
It was, yes.
All right. I'm excited to hear your thoughts on it.
Yeah.
I said in our last episode that this movie scared the shit out of me the first time I watched it.
Yeah.
It has some moments.
It does, definitely.
Yeah. Didn't quite hit as much this time for me, but
Okay.
I want to know how it was for you once we get there.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's second time watch for me. I've wanted to cover it on here for a while, but obviously haven't. But anyways, before we talk about it, we will kick off our news and booze. So, what are you drinking tonight?
I'm just drinking a Caesar tonight.
Okay.
Lots of Clamato Caesar, you
One of
know?
the canned ones that you had.
Yeah.
I'm just still on my Michelobes. Funny, we showed up to, well, we went to Sarah's parents last weekend for Easter, and just as we got there, her uncle was there dropping off beer because he did a big beer run up in Quebec,
Nice.
and the whole bed of his truck was just fucking cases of beer. He's like, "You want some?" I'm like, "Hell yes, I do."
Nice.
We got a 60 pack for $90, so
Yeah.
not
Yeah.
bad. For
Crazy.
our American listeners, that's probably sounds so fucking expensive. Up
Yeah.
here, that's a pretty good deal.
It is, really is.
Remember those ones down in the States? It was like a big long like tube of beer. I think it was Pabst. And it was
Oh,
like
yeah, I do
fucking
remember that.
$15 for this big tube of them.
Yeah.
But anyways, yeah, beer's a little more. What have you watched since we last talked?
A little bit. It's also been like a very long time since we've recorded.
Yeah, for here, that's
So I watched, been knocking off my IMDb and kind of finishing up series. So I finally watched Princess Mononoke.
nice.
I've never seen it. First time watch. A lot more violent than I was expecting.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a good movie. Definitely one of my favorites of is it Miyazaki?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Studio Ghibli.
Then watched Transformers The Last Night. Yeah, that's not a good movie at all. Don't recommend. Then it was obviously Easter weekend, and Sunday was at Dad's, and we're just kind of hanging out in the morning. And Talladega Nights was on cable, so it was like, well, might as well throw this on. And so yeah, it's just a classic. Then watched The Lives of Others, which is in the IMDb top 250.
Okay.
For the longest time, I couldn't find this movie at all, and then I finally found it on Plex.
Oh shit, okay.
So it's free to watch, so that was
Nice.
awesome. Pretty good movie. It was all right.
Who's in that one?
It's a foreign movie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But yeah, so now I've watched the top 66 movies on there. So
Nice.
yeah.
You're just going like in straight order then?
I was But I don't know. Some of the movies are hard to find. Like, I think the next one I have to watch is like The Dictator, which is Chaplin, I think, and then some like random Indian movie. But there's like Braveheart. I haven't logged on there, and like Das Boot is I think on Netflix, but is like 3.5 hours long or something like that. So
I think it's on Prime, or yeah, it might be Netflix. I know I've seen it on somewhere.
yeah, but yeah.
All right.
Go
Cool.
with you.
I've only watched one movie
Okay.
since we recorded for Fury Road. And it was inspired by you, actually.
Oh, okay.
You watched Rango, so I decided to throw it on for the boys and I
Nice.
last weekend.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, it's good, man. I gave it 4 stars. I don't remember liking it as much as I did.
Yeah.
But
Did the boys watch it with you, or were they kind of?
they were kind of doing their own thing, but like Brady was into it for a while. Until they got to like the little town, and then he
It's
was kind
honestly
of,
pretty scary, honestly.
yeah, there's some scenes for sure. And the animations, like, I don't know, they kind of look creepy sometimes.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, that was the only thing I watched.
Nice.
But I mean, like, I don't know, hockey playoffs, we've been watching the Leafs play. WrestleMania was last weekend, so we watched that.
Yeah.
And obviously Raw on Monday. Yeah, we're actually recording on a fucking Friday, which is weird because
I don't think we've
it's
recorded on a
like,
Friday in a very long time.
no, it's definitely been a while, yeah. Yeah, here we are.
Yeah.
All right, as for the news, Until Dawn released in theaters this weekend. And I've been seeing people enjoying it. So,
Okay.
yeah, I haven't checked the scores or anything like that, but from what I've seen on Instagram, it seems to be that people are liking it. There's one that's, oh, the trailer for the new Predator movie, Badlands.
Yes.
Did you watch it?
No, I didn't.
Okay. I checked it out.
Looks pretty good.
It's got a different feel to it. A
Okay.
lot of people are bitching about the look of the Predator because he's like younger and they kind of give him like a haircut.
Okay. Okay.
I personally don't give a shit, but
Yeah.
the internet's just like up in arms over it. Like,
Oh my
oh, we
God.
saved the look of Sonic. Maybe we can save the look of the Predator.
Jesus Christ.
Like, just fucking chill out. But I don't know. I like the movie itself looks okay, pretty good.
Yeah.
Doesn't look as good as Prey to me, but we'll see. Could be good.
Yeah.
But yeah, other than that, I don't really have
Okay. All right.
anything on 4K.
Yes, sir. Alrighty. So we got Tombstone
Nice.
out on 4K Steelbook. Pretty sick.
RIP Val.
Informant. Don't know what that is.
I've wanted to watch that.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it looks funny as fuck.
The Good German. 4K. Sneakers. Pretty stacked cast, looks like. Foul Play. Career Opportunities. I forget what that is. The Hunt. And on Criterion, Jean de Florette and Manon of the Spring.
Okay.
To film collection.
Some older movies this week. Nothing new. All right. Cool. Well, let's kick off this movie discussion. Yes.
Let's do
Just
it.
making sure. All right. Like we said in the intro this week, we're talking about Terrified from 2017.
I feel
Starting off.
like you have to say it by the real name since we're in South America.
Atarados.
There you go.
I probably butchered that, but hey. Starting off with the synopsis, when strange events occur in a neighborhood in Buenos Aires, a doctor specializing in the paranormal, her colleague, and an ex-police officer decide to investigate further. Pretty cut and dry. This was directed by Damien Rugna, who made huge waves in the fucking horror community last year or the year before with When Evil Lurks. And he's also done Satanic Hispanics. I think he's a great director. I am very excited to see because he's just like no fucks given, doesn't care about your feelings.
No.
He's got a vision and he's gonna do it. Like when evil lurks, man. Holy fuck. The cast, I don't know any of them.
Yeah, you do.
What?
Said, yeah, you do.
Do I?
Yeah.
The one guy looked familiar. Okay, we're gonna get to that. Maximiliano Guillon played Funes. Norberto Gonzalo played Jano. Elvira Onetto played Mora. And George L. Lewis played Rosenstock. Is that who I know?
No.
Who do I
If you
know?
just scroll over a bit on IMDb, you'll see his picture there.
Okay, let me go back to him.
And actually, now that I see his picture, I'm like, oh yeah, it is him.
I don't know, man.
Okay.
It's
Well,
on.
the guy that plays Walter is Damien Salomon, who was in When Evil Lurks. He played one of the brothers.
Oh, shit. Yeah, you're right. Okay. Yep.
But yeah, he's literally the only one, only because we've seen When Evil Lurks.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, now that I'm looking at his picture, it's the big car accident. All right. So that's the only one that we. All right, I'm assuming you don't have any honorable mentions.
Negatory. Yeah. So movie starts off, we get a woman in a kitchen. Claire, I think is her name, and she's cooking in the kitchen and she's hearing some weird voices from the drain. And then a few hours later, the husband comes home.
On.
What's the name?
One.
Juan, okay. He comes home and kind of tells him like, oh, I didn't cook. He kind of like, what the fuck, you know, you're here all day. She tells him that she heard voices in the sink, and he like listens, doesn't really hear anything, and he's like, well, was it Walter? Because he's always, you know, building stuff or working on stuff. And she's like, nope.
Kind of like a weird house setup too, right? Like
Yeah.
it's not like a duplex how we would normally see it. It almost looks like two houses that they took like two bulldozers and just like kind of squished them together. Like they, I don't know, it's weird.
So then he's up, I think he is in the middle of the night or something like that, and he hears banging on his wall behind him, and that's where Walter's house is. So he's bangs back, he's like, Walter, like shut the fuck up. Like it's like early in the morning trying to sleep. And then stops and it comes up again and he's like, fucking Walter. So he runs outside and like there's like this, I don't know, like telecom thing, but it's like super old and like, you know, and someone on the other end is like talking to him, kind of, but it's not really Walter, I don't think. It's something else,
Yeah.
right?
And
So
it's like
he,
it's incoherent. Like you can't understand what the hell they're saying.
yeah. So he's like, I'll call the fucking cops. And then he goes back in and then he hears banging, but it's coming from another room. So he's like, well, it's not Walter. And goes in there into the bathroom, and there's Clara just levitating in the bathtub and just blood all over the walls. And he's like, what the fuck is going on? And just Clara's going back and forth, banging against the wall, and he's like trying to stop her, but like her head just keeps banging the wall. And yeah, just fucking chaos.
It's wild, and like it's a solid like minute long scene of her just like boom, 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 just back and forth, smashing her face, her head all over the place.
Yeah, exactly. So the next day he is in custody, obviously, and he's being talked to by the police. And there's like these investigators that are there, and they're kind of asking him like questions, and they're like, I don't think that you did it. There was a case that happened in 1998 in the US, very, very similar case. But they don't really ever talk about this again.
No, like what was this other case?
Like, that's the one thing I have a problem with this movie is like the story doesn't really progress anywhere.
Yeah, and we get no like finality either.
No. You don't
Nothing
really get
really gets
any
explained.
answers, really,
Yeah, exactly.
like about anything. So then meet Walter, who is the next door neighbor. He is having a time in his little house there.
Yeah.
And I think this beginning is definitely the scariest, like without like just jump scares, like I think that's the creepiest part of the movie, I think.
Definitely, yeah.
Because this thing that's like haunting him, like I don't know if it's a ghost, if it's a demon, we don't ever know what it is exactly. And it's creepy as fuck, man.
It is, dude. Like, yeah, it just looks like a man, like a bald, naked man. But the way that it's moving around and shit, like, it's just
Yeah,
so
because it's
creepy.
like under the bed and like its head will be at one end, but then like its legs be like wrapped up, like and it's like
Yeah,
multiple people almost, you know?
he's all pretzeled underneath the bed.
Yeah. And like Walter is like in bed, then like the lights will turn on, his bed will like start moving, and he like checks under the bed, nothing there. And then there's a camera on the floor.
Well, that's after.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, because in this this first scene, his lights keep turning like off. They keep getting unplugged from the wall. And then the last time that he plugs it back in, he sees the legs like running out of his bedroom. So when he gets back in his bed and he pulls his blanket up over his face, and the lights stay on at this point, and then you can see the shadow of the hand coming over the bed. And then I think it's the next night he sets up the camera to see what the fuck it is. And then yeah, it goes into what you
Yeah, it's like this creepy ass person, and then like the thing is like in the closet, and he's like looking at the camera, and like the scene just like creeping out behind him, and you don't know if he gets taken or what happens to him. Yeah, very creepy.
like we see in the camera, like we see him come out from underneath his bed, and he stands there and stares at him while he's sleeping. And then he, like you said, he disappears into the closet. And then whenever Walter first opens the closet, because he sees it in the camera that the guy goes into the closet, so he runs out and he grabs a gun, and he comes back in, opens up the closet, and there's nothing in there.
So the next morning, Walter's like by the window. It's like daytime now, and I think he like looks kind of different, right? And there's a little boy that's like looking in the window at him, and like kind of like jump scares the kid a little bit, like get the fuck away from my house. And the kid like backs away into the road, and then just gets smushed by a bus.
So there's one thing that happens in this scene that I didn't catch some of these things until afterwards. I read up on it a little bit. It doesn't seem very important, but it is important. The kid takes a drink from his outside hose tap thing.
He does, yeah.
Yeah, so that's important.
Yeah, because later in the movie, Moira, or not Mo, is it Moira their name?
Yeah.
She says to Funes, like, don't drink the tap water, right?
Yeah, because whatever this possession thing is, whether it's a ghost or a demon or whatever, they travel through the water. So anybody that drinks the water out of the tap in this neighborhood, they get either possessed or haunted by this thing. So I think now that I have that knowledge, I think that the kid was possessed, or well, actually no, but that's probably why what happens next.
Yeah, the little kid shows up 4 days later after he's been buried, right?
Yeah.
So the cops are at Alicia's house, and there's like bloody footprints and handprints like all up the ceiling, and like it's crazy. And they're asking her, and she's like kind of in shock. And Funes, you find out that he actually dated Alicia for a few years, so the cops are scared there as well, because they're like, "Can we leave?" And like Jenna's like, yeah, you guys can leave. Like, and Hume is like, they're scared, right? And he's like, yeah. So they follow the footsteps, and they go into the dining room or the kitchen, And there's the kid just sitting there with a bowl of cereal and glass of milk, and
So creepy, dude.
it's very creepy. His like fingers are all like shaved off because he was scratching at the dirt for so long. His like one eye is missing, and yeah, it's crazy.
His face is all like gnarled up.
Yeah,
He
yeah.
like he looks green, like he's kind of, well, they say he smells like rotting flesh, so it's
Yeah.
like he's definitely in the stages of necrosis at this point.
Yeah. And they're kind of trying to figure out like what is happening, right? And they kind of come to the conclusion, Janua says, well, let's just bury him back again and kind of pretend that none of this happened, right? And but Funes knows the family, and I think he had some fallout or some kind with Alicia because she kind of like badmouths him later in the movie a little bit, right? So they decide they're going to bury him again. They put him in a freezer, and like I think the freezer ends up like shaking and removing her. The kid is very much still possessed because at one point this other kid comes up to the window and like tap on the glass, and the kid just like slowly turns and looks. It's creepy.
And at one point, the glass of milk gets knocked over too, like his hand moves.
Yeah.
But that's why they moved him into the freezer, because they were like, if anyone looks in this window, they're going to see the kid sitting here
Yeah.
at the table.
Yeah, exactly.
So they're like, just
Exactly.
get him out of plain sight.
Yeah. And then they decide that they need to inject Valium or something into the mother to kind of knock her out so they can take her kid away. So it's now later in the day, and Jando notices a lady across the street taking pictures of the other houses. And he recognizes her. She's kind of a famous, what's the word? Like, paranormal investigator, I guess. And she's like, well, this can't just be a coincidence that you're here. So he brings her into the house and is getting her to investigate what is happening, in this neighborhood. So they each decide that each one of them is going to stay in each house. Jano is in Alicia's house. Funes is with one of Moira's kind of helpers, a guy named Rosenstock, who has like all the lights and the special equipment. They are in Walter's house, and then Moira is in the couple's house, Clara and Juan.
One.
This movie is like, I'm curious what the budget was of this movie, because like some of the effects that they use in this movie are so fucking creepy and like awesome.
Yeah, they are for
Like
sure.
really like on par with like The Conjuring, right? To me at least.
Production. Oh, wait, that's Terrifier.
But in Walter's house, there's no electricity. And I love that Funes is talking to Moira, and he's like, yeah, there's no electricity, you know. If I fix this one part, I can get it on. And she's like, don't know, it's better if you're in the dark. And Funes is like, okay. And she's like talking about like fear and stuff like that. And like Funes has like a medical condition, but and he's like retiring in like a few months, and yeah, he's terrified of what's happening. What do you think of the scene with Funes and Rosenstock in the kitchen when they see the cutlery like hanging from the cabinet? Like all the cutlery is like magnetized to like the under part of the cabinet.
I might have missed
Okay. So
that
they're in the kitchen, all the cutlery is like magnetized to the under the cabinet. And they're like looking at it, and then Rosenstock is like playing with it. All of a sudden, the knife goes through his hand, and then he's not like freaking out. He's like amazed by it. He's like, something in this cabinet is sucking the blood from my hand. And then the camera like zooms into his hand. You see the blood just like go up his hand into it. So fucking cool.
It is cool. I remember all like the end part, but I couldn't remember. I
Yeah.
must not have been looking at the
Yeah.
TV.
And then he's like, okay, open the cabinet, opens the cabinet, and there's nothing there, but you see all the cutlery move to the other side of the cabinet, and then his hand fall. It's like, That's so sick.
Yeah, and then Fiona's like freaking out. He calls Mora and telling her that we need to get him the fuck out of here. And he's in the background. He's like, "I'm fucking fine. Leave me alone." He's just wrapping his hand
Exactly.
up.
Mora tells them that like they are in the nest of whatever this is that's haunting the neighborhood. Probably one of the scariest scenes. I mean, I won't kind of give away my scariest scene, but the scene with Jano in the one house, and he's looking over at the house to Funes, and he's talking to Funes on the phone, and he's like, Funes, like, I need to get out of here. Like, I'm in the kitchen. And Jano's like, what do you mean you're in the kitchen? I see you in the living room. And then, like, he's at the window. And if he goes to the one side, there's nothing there. But then when he goes to this side, there's that fucking creepy ass guy just standing there. And he goes back and forth, back and forth.
Why do you
And,
think it was like with the window?
well, because more later in the movie, when she's talking to Funes and Rosenstock, she says that it's the darkness and the light. Because whenever Rosenstock, they're in the house, and he's like, look under the bed, nothing there. And he's like, now look at it from this angle, where either the light was shining or the light w was dark. Looks up the end of the bed, and there's a fucking guy there, right? But then, like, he's going back and forth the window like five times, and you're like, I know what's gonna happen. There's gonna be a jump scare. Goes back, and there's a fucking guy right there, and it still scares you.
The jump scares are very well placed and well timed.
And even like the ghost, like it's CGI, but it doesn't look that CGI to me.
The worst parts of this movie with the CGI are like with Clara being bounced across the fucking bathroom. And then there's a scene at the end, but it's like all the other CGI looks pretty.
Yeah, exactly. So Fiennes decides that he's leaving because he's had enough of it. At one point turns off his hearing aid. He leaves Rosenstock, and he ends up going into Jano's house, and there's like blood everywhere, there's like glass everywhere, and he hears like something coming from like this kind of entertainment stand thing. And he hears like in the stand, and he's like pulls it out, and there's like someone in there. He like breaks apart of it. You just see like Jano like just in the corner, his eyes are all fucking bloody, and he's like, I got glass shards in my eye, get me the fuck out of here.
So fucked up his eyes, man.
And then meanwhile, good. Okay. Meanwhile, Moira is in Walt in the other house, and there's like this giant fucking crack in the wall, and she sees Walter in the wall, but it's like not Walter, it's like he's possessed, right? And she's like, I need to stop the investigation. And then, because she's talking to Funes, Funes basically had a heart attack or is about to have a heart attack. Because he's talking to Moira, and she's like in front of this giant crack. All of a sudden, you see this fucking giant clawed hand come out, grab her, snap her neck. Funes has a heart attack. And because she tells him, like, not everything you see is real, but like how much of it is fake and how much is it real, right? Like,
Yeah, we never really find that out.
no. So he has a heart attack, and there's this some fucking demon creeping up on him, but he like wakes up, and that didn't do anything to him, right? The chairs start moving, and then like some of the monsters in this were like really fucking gross looking. Alicia's outside, and she comes in, and she's like kind of pissed at him, like saying, you know, you killed my kid, you took him away. Stuff like this, and she's like, he's like, get me to the hospital. I just had a heart attack. So she's like, all right, come on, let's go. And she's able to get in the car, and the fucking kid's in the back, and she's like, Why'd you put concrete on his grave? And he's like, oh, I did it for you. And then he sees the kid back there and he just gets the fuck out of there.
Yeah.
So he drives away and he is on his way out, basically. And one of his police officers calls him and is like, hey, I'm at this neighborhood. I don't see your car. And he tells the guy, like, that's an order. Get the fuck out of there.
Yeah.
And then he's like smoking a cigarette. And actually, I completely forgot. The fucking monster that runs up on his car before he
Yes.
leaves,
Yes.
the fucking two heads are like flipped down. That thing
Yeah.
was crazy looking. But he's like smoking a cigarette and sees like the ashes. So he's like, okay, he's going to burn the house down. So he's going back to burn the one house down, Alicia's house. And he opens one of the doors to the kid's room and the fucking kid's just standing there,
Yeah.
creepy. Then he goes into the kitchen and sees that Alicia hung herself. So he's like pouring gas everywhere, then goes outside and grabs matches, lights one, dies out immediately. Another one, same thing. Another one, same thing. He's like, what the fuck? And then you just look over and there's Jana with his eyes are, I don't know what's, it looks weird as fuck.
Look like fuck, this is disgusting, but they look like prolapsed assholes coming out of his face.
Yeah, that's
Just
accurate. Yeah.
it's like reverse
Yeah.
eyes.
And he's like, just like blows the match out. I was like,
Yeah.
that's sick.
Yeah.
So then Funa is like kind of scurries away and then takes his gun out and shoots the flame. So it, puts the house up in flames. And then that's kind of it. Right? Like,
Yeah,
we get a
like
final scene, but like, this is the end of this neighborhood story, right?
Yeah.
Like, it just kind of abruptly ends. Like, this movie's only 1 hour 20 minutes. I feel like they could have made it a bit longer, maybe.
Yeah, just to kind of button some things up, get some answers for us.
Yeah.
Just
And
like
then,
have some explanations.
and like, the way it ended, I felt like was just like the typical ending to any like kind of B or C tier movie, right? Like
Yeah, exactly.
it
Just one
kind of,
last jump scare.
yeah, it's like I fucking hate those, man. So they're talking to one, I think three of the cops or something like that, and they're showing him the pictures of the three people who are missing, obviously Funes, Jano, and Moira. Or no, it was Rosenstock, Moira, and Jano, I think. Right, was the pictures.
Yeah.
And then he's like, who's that? And they look behind and they're like, what are you talking about? And he's like, the person there. And he's like, there's no one there. And then they're like, oh, this is Rosenstock. And he like puts the picture towards them. He's like, well, that's him, but he looks burnt. And they're like, what the fuck? And turn around, the chair starts moving. And all of a sudden, like the chair goes flying at the camera and the movie ends. It's
Credits
like,
roll.
I fucking hate that, man. It's
Yeah.
so dumb, man.
Yeah, it's not a great ending for a movie that's like pretty solid throughout.
Yeah, anything else?
I don't think so.
All right. Well, that's the way the blood splatters.
All right, how did you rate this movie?
For story, I will give it a 4 out of 10.
Okay.
I just felt like there are a lot of unanswerable questions. I didn't really feel like a story at all. Like you didn't, you learned a bit about the characters, but like, what is this entity that is, possessing these people? Why is it doing this just one little neighborhood, like just these three houses? Like it, I don't know. I didn't really love any of the characters. Like, yeah, it just wasn't long enough to really dive into anything.
Yeah.
You don't really learn about the background of like each kind of monster or anything like that. Like, is it just people in the neighborhood that's possessed previously? It talks about the there's a case in the US, but they don't even talk about that at all for the movie.
It really did feel like an hour and 20 minute long, like short film. Like it felt like it had like 15 minutes worth of content where it could be like a short movie, and then it just got stretched out into an.
Yeah, exactly. So 4 out of 10. And for quality, give it a 7 out of 10. I thought the acting was pretty good. I liked the way it was filmed. And like the practical effects in the CGI was, I feel like, pretty good for kind of a lower budget movie, I assume. Yeah. So I'll go 4 out of 10 and 7 out of 10.
We're very similar.
All right.
My story, I gave it a 5. I said it's a fairly original ghost story, but unfortunately, it really kind of falls short of any sort of solid plot that gives proper answers in the end. I liked that we got multiple ghosts haunting multiple different people, but at the same time, with all that, it kind of left me confused. I was like, okay, whose house are they in now? Who's this person? Who's you're just kind of all over the place. And because it's like a really dark movie, too.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard to follow the characters. The portal in the wall and the ghost traveling through the water pipes and stuff, I thought that was really cool. I thought Alicia's storyline was like I'm dying and then like coming back to life, like that would fuck you right up.
Yeah.
I said between this and When Evil Lurks, it's pretty apparent that Rugna has zero issues with killing children.
Yeah. Yeah.
It seems to be a little bit of a recurring theme in his movies. But yeah, 5 out of 10 for story. Quality, I also gave it a 7. The very quality acting by pretty much everybody. Some very good and well-placed jump scares, as well as just an all-around very creepy vibe throughout the whole movie. I love the practical effects, and I thought that the little ghost boy, did we forget his name?
It's like Petito or something.
Right. Yeah. So I thought like that child actor did a great job, I think. Like be able to sit there at that table covered in all that makeup and shit
Yeah.
and just be completely still. I thought he did a really good job. The score was really effective with assisting like the scares and the tension.
Yeah.
Yeah. All in all, it's a pretty good movie. 5 out of 10 for the story, 7 out of 10 for the quality. Just kind of a shitty ending, which sucks.
Yeah.
All right, you guys know our scores. We'll head on over to Rotten Tomatoes and see what they scored it. Unfortunately for you, there is no critics' consensus.
Okay.
So I'll give you a hint. If there were more reviews, this score would be certified for.
I'll say a 62.
Yeah, close, kind of. 82.
That's not close at all.
Well, it's the two part.
Oh, okay.
You were exactly 20 off. Yeah, so 82% on 11 reviews, and
Damn.
it doesn't even have like an average score, so I
Okay.
don't even know that. The audience score was a 69% on 250 ratings and an average score of 3.7 out of 5, or a 7.4 out of 10.
Okay.
What's Letterboxd have?
Letterboxd has a 3.2 out of 5. I gave it a 3 out of 5. You gave it a 3.5. Jess gave it a 4 out of 5. Anthony gave it a 3.5. Jensen gave it a 3. Screamin' Cinema gave it a 3.5. That's it.
We're pretty close.
Yeah.
All right. You ready for that scare section?
Yes, sir.
Right, how did you rate the scares in this movie?
I gave the scares like 6 out of 10. Thought like the monsters and kind of the practical effects were done pretty well. Creepy, and then also the couple jump scares I thought were done pretty well. Scariest scene. I'll go with whatever Jando is like going back and forth, and
Okay.
then just the fucking guy just pops up out the window. Definitely did get me, so yeah. And then would I survive? I don't know. I'm gonna say no, because I do drink tap water, so I don't buy bottled, so yeah.
All right. My scare section, I gave it a 5 out of 10.
Okay.
This wasn't as scary as I remember it being from the first time I watched it, but it still had some great jump scares, good tension, and like just a feeling of unease throughout the whole movie. And that bit of gore that we do see throughout is my scary scene. I said the whole sequence after Walter sets up his camera in the bedroom, like seeing the ghost crawl out of his bed and then like stand there and stare at him
Yeah.
and then go into the closet and then like whatever jumps out of the closet.
Yeah.
Just that whole sequence was really fucking creepy. And would I survive? Like, this one's weird because the only person to die from the ghost was Clara, right? Like, Alicia hung herself. The boy got hit by
Yeah.
a bus, which I mean, maybe he was possessed when he got hit. I don't know.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Although Jano died.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
And so
You're
did
right.
Moira, and so did Rosenstock.
I guess they were all by the
And
ghost.
Walter, too.
Jesus Christ. Okay, fuck, throw that out window. So everybody died except for three people in this movie. All right, so yeah, but I mean, the ending of my answer is I probably would die because yeah,
Okay,
I
yeah.
also drink tap water. But yeah, anyway. This is a really fucked up question. What would you do in Alicia's if you were in Alicia's shoes?
My kid came back.
Yeah. Like, would you just prop him up in your on your dining room table with
No.
a bowl of cereal and a glass of milk?
Did she do that, or was it him that went and did that?
Maybe he did it. Well, yeah, I guess that makes sense because she was freaked out.
Yeah.
But I'd be out of that house so fucking fast, man.
Yeah, definitely.
And the fact that she'd like still just slept there or
Yeah.
was living in there.
Yeah.
What's our next movie?
So this is a pretty hard continent to pick, honestly.
It is because a lot of movies are Mexican, and Mexico is technically not in South
Yeah.
America.
And there's not a lot of really well-known or popular movies from South America. So it was hard to pick, but I did find one. And some of the countries don't even have any horror movies, because like Letterboxd is what I used to find the movies.
Okay.
Because you can like pick horror and then pick the country. So that's what I've been doing. But some of them don't even have horror movies that are listed on Letterboxd. So, but I found one that sounded pretty cool. It looked very interesting. It is actually based on a true story or events. So
Okay.
it'll be something cool we can dive into. We'll be talking about, I'm gonna say both languages.
Okay.
Pure Blood, aka Pura Sangre,
Okay.
from 1982, and we'll be going to Colombia.
Colombia. All
Yes.
right. I've never heard of this movie.
Me either. I don't know if we'll be able to find it, but I'm sure we'll find a some place to watch it.
We'll have our ways, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Pure Blood from 1982. All right. Interesting. I like movies that are based off true story. Just adds
Yeah.
another element to
Yeah.
what we can talk about. All right. Well, in the meantime, if you guys want to catch us on social media, you can find us at a podcast on Elm Street on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. And if you click the link in our bio on Instagram, you'll find links to our TeePublic account where we have our merch, to our Patreon account if you wish to podcast that way. And there's links to our individual Letterboxd accounts, our Discord, and anywhere to listen to us. Thank you for
Yes, sir.
listening to us ramble on about this movie.
Yep, and thank you for waiting for this very late episode.
That's true as well. Yeah.
Cool. All right, guys, talk to you in a couple weeks.
Bye.
Thank you.